Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by top London radio DJ and certified Japanophile, Mr. Pete Donaldson. Pete, how you doing?
I'm all right, Chris. I'm in my kitchen. I'm currently sat on what can only be described as a video gamer's seat, which I bought for a ridiculous amount of money and then realised it wouldn't fit under my desk that I use for my computer. So, kind of mug myself off there. I'm also sat on a sock as well. I've got too many clothes, Chris. I'm a clothes collector. I'm a hoarder. I need to Marie Kondo my life. Is it Marie Kondo? Is that a lady? Japanese woman?
Marie Kondo. Yeah, she's everywhere at the moment. Mm. I'm a bit sick to death of seeing her on like every American talk show ever. Because she can't speak English, it's always a little bit awkward. I haven't watched the show, but from what I've heard, it seems to be a bit awkward. We should watch it and review it and talk about it, because I know everyone's obsessed with it, and people would probably demand that.
I could certainly do with tidying up my life a little bit. Does this bring me joy? Did this podcast bring me joy, Chris?
Well, it's a weird philosophy. From what I understand, you have to bow to your clothes and talk to your clothes and objects and things and show appreciation. I see why that's gone down well. I think that's the new craze, isn't it, at the moment, showing appreciation for things, which we don't ever do in the Western world. So I think that's kind of why she's popular, that sort of appreciation. But also, she's just cute, small, funny Japanese girl. I think she ticks a lot of boxes. If you see her bouncing around like on television shows, you can see why she's popular.
I don't think I've ever actually seen her sort of do anything. I think I've only seen her in pictures, so she's actually quite what do you call it, vivacious, fizzy. She's fizzy.
Well, it's like she's drunk too much fizzy pop. She's bouncing around the set, laughing, crying out loud, bowing and talking to clothes.
Oh, wow.
What more could you want from a TV show? But I saw the reviews for her TV programme on Netflix. It was like 2 out of 5. So I kind of didn't want to bother.
Sounds...
I could just picture the narrative of each episode just being some weird people who just don't know how to get rid of their socks, their old socks.
Me.
I think I can find better ways of spending my time. But we should probably watch it and review it, to be honest, Pete.
Well, to be honest, Chris, I mean, you don't really spend a lot of time in your own house, so I can't imagine any of your possessions give you that much joy because you're always in hotels and stuff like that, which you are now.
I'm in a hotel now.
Yeah.
Yes, I am indeed. It's what I do. Well, this time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in Shibuya, Pete's favourite place in the world, and I am doing I'm doing a live show this weekend in front of an audience of 100 people for the first time in years. I haven't done that in a while, so I'm a little bit nervous about it. You know, going from sitting in a room talking on your own to a camera to then being in front of 100 people is always a little bit scary. The last time I did it was the TEDx talk when I had, I think, 300 people. This time is me and Natsuki and Ryotaro and Charlotte and Joey, and it's kind of an event to symbolise the end of the production of Journey Across Japan, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it will be a lot of fun, and if you obviously, for those of you who can't see it or watch it or be there, it is going to be online so you can watch it and enjoy it afterwards and see what happens between Ryotaro and Natsuki, because that's going to be weird, isn't it?
Well, they don't hang out that much, do they? They don't hang out that much. I mean, I just like the fact that you've brought together... You've sort of Avengers... No, they met twice, have they? Right, yeah. I just like the way that you've sort of Avengers assembled the entirety of your... Or almost the entirety. Sans old chop liver over here. You've assembled everyone that's been on the Cyclocross Japan, which is quite exciting.
Well, we invited you, Pete, but you wanted to go to Taiwan instead. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? Pete Donaldson, travelling 8,000 miles around the world, couldn't even be bothered to come to Japan, to the Journey Across Japan event. He's going to Taiwan instead. Judas Iscariot himself.
Look, Judas. I have to book time Try off with all. My radio show, and the problem is, I genuinely thought during the Abroad Japan cycle, you'd actually be dead now, so that's why I didn't book my flight.
I think a lot of people did, to be honest. A lot of people are banking on that. But this week is Valentine's Week. So I thought we'd cover that because there's been quite a few interesting stories coming out over here at the moment. But before we get to that, we've got a question here from Kieran, Valentine's Day related. He says, "Hello Chris and Pete, my name's Kieran and I'm from Yorkshire and I'm currently studying Japanese at the University of Central Lancashire with the hope of taking the JET programme upon my degree's completion. I was wondering if you, Chris, have ever received Valentine's chocolate from students and or teachers, and if so, how this was dealt with, as I'd imagine it be inappropriate to return any chocolate to the students on White Day. However, it's a custom I was wondering and how it would be handled. Kind regards, Kieran." Good point. And it reminds me of when I was teaching 3 years in a row. When I started, I used to get loads of chocolate and cards, at least a dozen, for various students and teachers. But as the years went by, the number of chocolates gradually diminished as the students realised just what a monster I was.
Well, and also
so by the end of it,
there
was nothing. Yeah, and I didn't really get anything back for them either. But no, I used to get quite a lot, actually. It was nice. I didn't know how to react, and I didn't buy any chocolates for anyone in return. Maybe that was another reason I didn't get any as the years went past. But yeah, it's a little bit awkward. You know, you get some girls anonymously... Well, I hope there are girls. You get some students anonymously telling you they like you and you're hot and stuff, and it just makes you feel uncomfortable because they're 18 and you're, like, 23. So, yeah.
I mean, that's not that
How
much
would
of a...
you react to that, Pete? What would you do?
I mean, 23 to 18 isn't as big as it might be. I mean, it'd be way more inappropriate if they were younger. But also, yeah, it's not great, is it?
Well, I think some of them are like
you
16.
Have to know... Okay, well, yeah, that's bad. That's even worse then. But I just, I would say that the problem with like stuff like Secret Santa and Secret Valentine's and stuff like that, not that I'm very versed in the latter, I always sort of get a bit worked up when I don't know who's bought me something or who's bought me a present, because I'm like, I need to know who they are because I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart, because I love getting presents. It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. I mean, I would prefer that they were anonymous because then don't have to buy them anything anyway.
So Chris!
Just shows that Pete's a nice guy and I'm not.
Deary me.
But I came across a really crazy story this week. And the title of the headline was, Japanese company will ask your crush out on a date if you're too shy to do it yourself. Instantly, wow. You know that's going to be good. I've never heard of this service before until now. Basically, there's a service called Kokunavi, which is about sparing people from nervous embarrassment. If you, you can spend, I think it's about $1,300 for the premium plan or $260 for the cheap plan. And they will go to the boy or girl that you like and ask them out for you and then deliver by hand their response to you in your weird request. the simple course, 29,000 yen, they basically just walk up to the person and say, X likes you, will you go on a date with them? And then they come back to you and tell you how it went. The support pack is 59,000 yen. And that includes advice from them on picking the right time, location, and exact wording of your confession.
I love that. They're talking you down. They're like talking you down from saying something stupid. Like, don't say it with a gun in your hand. Don't say it with a knife. It's just weird. Wow.
Well, I mean, I don't really know what advice they could give to somebody who's chosen this service already. That's clearly an error of judgment. But there's the premium course at 149,000 yen, which is $1,300.
Wow.
It's a lengthy process, apparently. They give you like four or five meetings. They give you data analysis of previous projects to help determine the method that gives you the highest probability of success. And then they go and ask them again and do this awkward situation. The thing is, if someone came up to you and said, "Hi, Pete, I represent Jane Tedderson, which is a woman
Jane
I just
Ted
made
Tedderson.
Up.
I love you. She sounds so pretty.
She's hot as fuck. I represent Jane Tedderson, and she really likes you, Pete, and she wants to go on a date with you. She's a little bit nervous. She doesn't want to approach you. We're doing it on her behalf. What do you say? Will you go on a date with Jane Tedderson? How would you react to that? What would you even do?
Her name was not Jane Tedderson, and you know that, Chris. Her name is Jane Ted Tedderson, and I would like you to respect my future wife, Jane Ted Tedderson. Well, I think surely part of this is all about the fact that you've spent over £1,000 on someone asking them out. It's a little bit childish. It's a little bit cowardly. But I think the message is, I got a bit of money and I'm quite frivolous with it, so you probably have a nice time with me.
Fair point. I mean, it does resonate with me a little bit. I remember the first girl I ever had a crush on at school. I think I was 9 or 10 years old. I did get my friend to go up to her and say, oh, I didn't even say Chris likes you. I made them go up to this girl and just sort of say, do you know Chris Broad in the year above? Because I was a year older than her, which wasn't weird because it was like, oh, we were kids, so it's fine. And she was just like, no, I've never heard of him. And then that was it. I kind of ended it there. Once I realised that she didn't know who I was.
Have you seen
she didn't even know of my reputation.
Have you seen
10-year-old Chris?
The Abroad in Kent YouTube channel. I like the fact that like men, like you like TV shows and stuff, like coming of age kind of like comedies and stuff. They're always based on the male psyche. Stuff like Superbad and things like that. People, American Pie. It's all about kids. It's all about lads getting laid and sort of growing up and wanting to grow up and being and feeling inadequate somehow. But like, the men are at various times of their life the most pathetic, uninteresting individuals. There was a really good film I think a couple of years ago or a year ago called Blockers, which is basically about three young girls. It had John Cena in it and a couple of other people. And it was basically about the young girls kind of like, you know, having sex for the first time and sort of growing up. Women are so much more interesting because they're just more emotionally kind of connected. So they're just, those stories are just so more interesting. I remember I was talking to my mate yesterday because it was Valentine's Day here. And she was saying that her crush at school got her a Valentine's Day card. She was like, oh, this is wonderful. This is fantastic. This is amazing. And then he lost his Star Wars figure. He lost like Darth Vader Star Wars figure in the field. And so the teacher went, look, everyone, get out to the field. Find this Star Wars Darth Vader figure. And my mate actually found it and returned it to him thinking, oh, he's going to really like me now. He's really going to fancy me because I've found... Because not only has he got me a Valentine's Day card, but I found his Star Wars Wars figure. And they were like about six or seven. And instead, the boy punched her in the face. Because men and boys in particular don't know how to process their emotions. They just get excited. They're just like, oh God, I don't know how to process this. Because we're just kids and we remain kids our entire life.
Well, I stand by my decision as a 10-year-old enlisting my friend. I'd do it again now. It'd work even better. Do you know who I am? I've got a YouTube channel. Chris Broad, do you know? Million subscribers. Will you go on a date with me?
Might of Tokyo Creative to ask them out for you.
Oh, dear.
Get Ryotaro.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I'd do anything Ryotaro says. Yeah. It's fine.
What about Natsuki?
Less so. Because I think Natsuki, it would end with a dead man in an old pipe on some waste ground if you said yes to everything Natsuki said.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
Are you a YouTuber?
Wow.
It's not been a good week, though, actually, for Valentine's Day and love in Japan. Apparently, Japanese women saw an article in The Guardian. Japanese women have been pushing back against the tradition of Valentine's Day chocolate.
Right.
I don't know if you know, but in Japan, you know, Valentine's Day, women give chocolate to guys, and then a month later, White Day comes around, and on White Day, guys give chocolate to the women who gave them chocolate. But apparently, a lot of people felt pressured about this at work. There's this pressure to give chocolates to your workmates. And so a lot of companies are now actually banning the practice just because it's making a lot of people feel uncomfortable due to the obligation of having to buy your male colleagues chocolate. So it's sad. Is that sad? Is that bad?
Well, they seem to turn everything that's kind of just a nice thing, sort of, if a little bit weird, into an obligation. That's the thing with tradition, isn't it? It just becomes accepted that you have to do this. You just have to do this or you're left behind. You have to do this or you get in trouble. You have to do this. And it just takes all the sentiment out of it, doesn't it?
Well, Japan is the land of obligation. Like, I remember there's a tradition in Japan where if you go on holiday somewhere, you have to come back with souvenirs. You have to come back with omiyage. It's like you have to do it. So what I actually found was that most of my colleagues, and I worked in a school with 120 teachers, but usually you'd come back for chocolates or biscuits for your department for about 20, 30 people. But actually, most people just didn't say they were going on holiday. So they would just they'd go off for a week, and they would make it look like they were just staying at home doing nothing. But actually, they were going to like Italy and having wonderful adventures. And they tell me, for some reason, I find my colleagues would always bestow secrets upon me, burden me with their secrets, but they'd be like, yes, Chris, I'm going to Italy for 2 weeks, but don't tell anyone. I don't want to buy souvenirs for anyone. So I can see why this Valentine's Day chocolate issue has become like a deal. So apparently women have started buying just chocolates for themselves. 60% of women will instead buy chocolates as a personal treat on the 14th of February, whilst only 36% said they would make the same gesture towards partners or the objects of their affections. So it's not that many people, really, is it?
36%. Get yourself some chocolate, guys. Don't worry about anyone else. Sort yourself out first, all right? Does this chocolate give me joy?
Like I do every day.
Cutting down, if anything, isn't it? On Valentine's Day for you, Kit Kat boy.
I know, right? Trying to cut down. I heard Japan Airlines, everybody gets involved in this, right? When it comes to Valentine's Day, everyone gets involved. And I heard Japan Airlines actually hands out chocolates to all their passengers on its domestic and international flights on February 14th. So if you're clever, make sure you fly with Japan Airlines next year on February 14th. And one hot spring even unveiled a bath filled with steaming chocolate water.
Oh,
which I don't know what that is.
Nobody,
that could work.
I'm sorry,
probably
but
not.
If you're going into a hot spring in like Tokyo and they go, "I'm sorry, sir, today the pool is filled with chocolate water. You are going to think one thing and one thing only, and it's not going to be pleasant. Someone's had a terrible accident.
No. You had to ruin that lovely image of chocolate water.
Like a Limp Bizkit album. Awful.
Oh, God. I even read some sushi restaurant chain was giving away slivers of raw yellowtail fish, really popular sushi yellowtail, which has been raised on
a diet of chocolate.
A feed mixed with chocolate. Yeah. Actual chocolate-fed yellowtail. Sushi.
I mean, well, it's
definitely not.
I just don't know how that flavour would work, really, manifest itself in the kind of, because it's such a light, kind of almost oily, kind of flavoursome. Oh, man, I love sushi, but yeah, you don't eat chocolate in it. That's batshit.
And I wonder what happened to the fish. What if the fish, like, died of a cocoa overdose?
Maybe, yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure fish aren't allowed chocolate.
Yeah, don't feed fish chocolate. I mean, a lot of animals are quite allergic to chocolate, aren't they? Dogs. You're not allowed to feed chocolate to dogs because they get very unwell. Yeah.
And now yellowtail.
Mm.
Keep it away.
Very interesting.
We actually got a letter through the fax machine, aimed at you though, Pete.
Hello.
Carrying on along the theme of Valentine's Day. It's a bit of a weird one. Hey guys, I'm sure this email will come out too late, but I only just realised I forgot to ask an important question.
No.
Pete, if you don't have a date already, would you be my Valentine this year? I'm watching Natsuki the movie right now, and seeing you on it made me remember I'd forgotten to ask. Cheers, Christina. So there you go, Pete. Do you have a Valentine this year, and will you accept Christina's request?
We're literally recording this the day after Valentine's Day, Chris. What's wrong with you? This is way too late.
It's never too late.
If someone
yes.
is going to ask me out, Chris, I will require these emails a lot sooner. All right, sunshine? Or at least the person
in question... I can't stay on top of everything in a fax machine. God damn it.
Or at least the person in question sliding in my DMs. Unbelievable.
But more importantly, are you going to be Christina's Valentine?
A late Valentine. I mean, I could be the Valentine, but I mean, it's too late now, isn't it? It's going to have to be 2020 Valentine, isn't it? We're going to have to wait 364 days
Christina,
for this.
If you're listening, Christina, he's going to do it. He is going to do it. Send us a letter again. About a month in advance this time. Come to London, if you're not already in London, and he'll meet you and take you to Coco Ichibanya Curry House.
That queue is disgusting. The queue in Coco Ichibanya is crazy. It's been open for about 2 months now, and Coco Ichibanya, bearing in mind it's just a fast food place, is incredible. There's always a queue outside from morning until dusk. It's crazy.
Have you been in there yourself?
No, I can't get in. It's like, honestly, there's people queuing up. It's like a UN airdrop. I refuse to go into
just
any.
Just tell them who it is. Just tell them who you are.
Let me in. I need the Coco Ichibanya. I am Ichiban. I am PT Ichiban.
just I don't know, name drop a Born Japan and see what happens next.
Hey, there's
nothing.
There's a big VidCon happening in London this week. A couple of friends are working it. And I was going to go down just to see what the hell this YouTube business is about, but now I'm kind of busy with meetings. But apparently somebody called Rhett and Link are going to be there, and they're the only ones I've heard of. And even then, that's only because of the Wix.com advert that used to come up before YouTube videos. Hey, I'm Rhett. I'm Link. We're going to make a website. It might not even be Wix. It might be bloody Squarespace. You never know.
Well, maybe your trip to VidCon will give you the inspiration you need to get Pete in Japan going. Or Pete in Taiwan, Judas.
Pete in Taiwan. The offer's open. I've said this, Chris. If you weren't busy with your little meeting celebrating the end of the Braun Japan cycle. Hey, you've released two videos in like as many weeks. You're giving people the emotional bends, mate. People were complaining that hadn't seen you for a couple of months, and then suddenly, oh, we've released two videos, and they're like, what? What's going on? Help!
And yet there's more.
And yet
more
there's
to come.
More to come. What's the next one?
So many. Depends when this podcast comes out, actually.
I'm going to say
the next one is Ryota and I eating some fugu.
Oh, wow.
Finally.
Yes, I remember you doing that. I remember you talking about that. Oh, that's really exciting, because I've always wanted to try fugu, but every time I've been into the restaurant, they've said, no space, get out. Even though it's always empty. I don't know what they're playing at fugu, the old
you
fugu place
the
on, the,
but, I mean,
on the hill.
I loved it because... Well, as I was eating it, all I could think about was The Simpsons. So it's basically just me eating some fugu and talking about The Simpsons for like 20 minutes because of that episode where Homer Nelly died, which is a great episode. If you haven't seen it, ladies and gentlemen, what's it called? One Fish, Two Fish, Blowfish.
Oh, right, yeah.
Amazing. So good. It's one of my favourite episodes. I didn't die, but it did taste good.
Yeah.
And I think that's the next video coming out. But for now, though, I think that's it, isn't it, Pete?
Let's get out of here.
Time to run. I've got a plan. I've got to work out what I'm going to say in front of 100 people. Going to rehearse it a little bit.
Oh,
I've
nice.
Got a cough. If you've listened to this and it sounded like I'm laughing all the time, it's not me laughing. It's me coughing. I've got a really tickly cough, and it's manifesting itself in like me sounding like I'm laughing.
Tickle, tickle.
Yes. It's really annoying. But keep the fax messages coming to abroadjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be right back next week. We'll be talking about a certain issue that arose with Ariana Grande and a tattoo of recent, which caused quite the storm. We'll talk about that then. But for now, guys, no matter where you might be out there in the big wide world, have a good one. We'll see you and hear you and not hear you, but you'll hear us next Wednesday. Have a good one.
Thank you. Next.
This was a Radio Staccato production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, mate.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.